1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, everyone. Oh, come on, man. 2 weeks on the bounce, sitting here after we've lost.
Oh, I wish these losses had come in a separate time, innit?
It's not meant to be like this, is it? Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Yes, United lost 2-1 to Wolves in the FA Cup. Wasn't a good performance from United, I thought. To be fair to Wolves, and as I was given a bit of shit for, actually, in the in my preview, people was like, why are you trying to gas Wolves up? I rated Wolves. I still stand by that. Jimenez is shit, despite scoring against us, but Wolves...
He's scored quite a lot of goals this season for...
He's scored 12, but he's had nearly 100 shots, so fuck him. I think...
Agenda.
Yep, well, that's how it rolls. I think that there's... A good system in there, and they've caused a lot of upsets for bigger teams that have gone to more than you. Mm-hmm. And fair play to them. I think if they had actually had a decent striker in there, they probably would be a lot probably putting pressure on us for where we're going to come in the league. Too many players had an off night, I thought.
Way too many. Too many players come back too quick as well.
Was it that? Because me and you sort of disagreed on the starting 11 and the formation. Because everyone just says that you just fucking agree with me. So, well, you didn't today.
No, I don't agree with you. And for me, I think the players in the team were right. The formation, the formation of it was wrong. I thought we should have gone wide on them. And I think to press... I know you were talking about how we wanted to press that back three to then recover the ball, but they were allowing us to have the ball and we couldn't break their midfield, so we couldn't do that. I think we should have had Jesse Lingard and Martial as wide forwards rather than, you know, one of them coming in central, which was Jesse, couldn't find the ball. Matic was a bit slow getting it to him. Herrera wasn't on the on it. You know, Pogba, when he received it, all their focus was on Pogba, and he also messed about with the ball too much. He has nights like that.
For talking points, we're going to come to those in a little bit.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about the midfield battle, their midfield three versus our midfield three, and the shapes that they made within it.
Mm-hmm.
Lack of good quality, high quality, high percentage, good expected goal shots, especially in the first half. Because it seemed like half time just sort of happened, didn't it? Like, it was always half time. Fucking nothing's happened. But I do think that with what's going on here, son. Kid amateurs. Amateur hour on Saturday night. Bleeding hell. So yeah, you just got treated to the intro again. I did think that there was an issue that this United team is a little bit of a counter-attacking side, and Wolves played off that. Now, this is perhaps a worry.
Yeah.
Because even in some of the smaller games, we managed to find a way to counter-attack sides, and Wolves just was like, on the ball.
Yeah, I think
one of the issues with, like you was mentioning that, you were talking about what you wanted to see in the formation, and I was talking about what I wanted to see from the formation, and I wanted to see Tony, Marcus and Jesse press their defence. There wasn't many opportunities where their defence was bringing it out that you could press
them. You couldn't press them. And the more I look at it, the more I'm like, what can you do? The thing is the off the ball stuff. So Martial was proper on the touchline at times, and when he got it, he wasn't too great. I thought he was looking to make things happen, and I thought he wasn't as sloppy as Pogba with the ball, but there was nothing on the right side. And
yeah,
we keep
balance,
talking about this. There was only Dalot, but it was so easy to double up on Dalot. I think on a different day, Dalot could have had a better game because he would have had similar space to what Ashley Young usually works with. But Wolves seem to shut stuff down in midfield.
Right, let's have a look here. We have got the average position. So let's have a quick gander here. Like, what I think really stood out to me when I was looking at this is Pogba's not high enough up the pitch for starters. Matic and Herrera are on the same plane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not a balanced midfield. Jesse is kind of where you want your the third midfielder to be, your other number eight, and that would offer balance to it. But if you've got Jesse there, then either Ander or Matic needs to get off the pitch and be somewhere else, I think. Because I think that you're almost wasting positions there. And for me, those two centrally in the top, Tony Marshall and Marcus Rashford, it's too much over to the left-hand side. Look at the little triangle there between Pogba, Luke Shaw and Marshall. And how many times have we had this conversation where United are so left-leaning because there's nobody to offer balance on the right-hand side? And it's so easy to shut us out. You just come across because you're like, yeah, we'll give Dalot a little bit of space because they're not even going to find him anyway.
And when they find him, they double up on him so easily. That left centre back would come out to that side and cover what Dalot's doing, and then he got the wing back there, and then Jota would usually track back.
Well, look at that. There's a bit more balance going on there. You've got I think that's Dendonka over to the right hand side, very close to Matt Doherty. You've got Neves and Moutinho giving a good bit of balance there, but there's a good spread right across the forward line. And you could argue, I think that's Bolly number 15 is a little bit high there because he was stepping into midfield.
Exactly.
So that's pulling his actions up a little bit, but there's a good balance to the team that you don't see with United. There's
a clear system in there that you can see. For me, obviously, having Moutinho and Neves is pretty huge.
Right, so
for them,
I wanted to talk about that midfield versus our midfield, and I think that midfield outperformed ours. Now, if you look at the passes of their midfield versus the passes of our midfield, now, again, this highlights how left-centric United are. It's all going to Pogba, it's all going to Luke Shaw, it's all going to Tony Marshall, it's all featuring left. Look at the beautiful balance that you're seeing in there in that Wolves team. It emanates from Neves, it goes up through the two number eights, out to the fullbacks, and then into the forward lines. The best performances that we've seen from Manchester United is when we've had a pass map that's had a pattern like that. That's bullshit. on the left there, United, that is bullshit. It's not involving Jesse, it's not involving Marcus, and if you're getting them on the ball more, then you're going to see more from them. I've seen this performance is a Louis van Gaal and a Jose Mourinho performance. Yep. And that means, as we've been saying, it's so much more on the players than people are willing to say. Yes, Solskjaer's transformed a lot at United. There's still issues at United. There's still balance at United.
There's a lack of quality on that pitch.
The problem with
in spaces.
No fucker to come off the bench and change the game. Now, yes, maybe Mason Greenwood's ill, and maybe at 17 years old, like, we shouldn't have to rely on a guy like that. Lukaku's out. These are the issues that we go, fucking, I haven't got anything. I've got a thing for Adama Traore, just as a guy to come off the bench. He'd have come off the bench for United today.
Yeah, he would have made a difference.
He might have made a difference.
Yeah, he does. I think we miss someone who's got the willingness to sort of... We didn't miss that. We've got Jesse Lingard and Martial. Martial's willing to run at players with the ball. Jesse Lingard's willing to do all the dirty work off the ball and when he receives it. I thought, at the start, when he received it quick into the midfielders, trying to get something moving, second half just faded away. We couldn't find him in the middle.
This is the problem
so
that we've seen. When teams sit off us, we struggle because we've
especially
got
in that style.
One creative outlet. Show us the midfielders' average involvement. Did we get that page? Let's have a look at this here. So that's Man United's midfield three there.
Yeah.
Now, you've seen the average touches. Just quickly flash up the average touches to remind everyone. And then we cut back to this page. So we've got the average touches there. You'll see Herrera's right on the halfway line for his average involvement. If we're going to get that. Are we going to get that? We are going to get that. There we go. So Ander Herrera's the furthest back of that midfield three. And you've got Matic just inside their half, and then Pogba only just a bit ahead of him. All right, cool. Let's go back. So you'll see from the actual actions of these players, none of them in the box. Nothing successful.
Pogba's usually the one
two without anything. Pogba's been getting into the box a lot lately under Jose.
Last two games, not enough.
Yeah, but last
Arsenal.
This game and Arsenal. Now that tells me, much like the Paris game at home, when you can shut Paul Pogba down, you've got fucking issues.
United down.
Because United don't have it. Now, somebody on Full Time Devils, I think it might have been the Full Time Devils, said to me, who would you have into this midfield? In fact, no, it wasn't. It was someone on the phone a second ago. Yeah. Who would you have in this midfield? And I said, I bring in easily Ruben Neves into this team
100%,
and I give him the role of one of those two. We've got two defensive minded midfielders in there, and I like both of them. I think they've both been great under Ole, but today with a team that sat off us, maybe we didn't need that. Maybe we needed Fred, maybe we needed Andreas Pereira, or if we're going to do it in the summer, maybe we need someone like a Ruben Neves that's going to carry the ball into the box. Because if you're focusing on stopping Pogba there, which is what they did, you can allow somebody else to go in.
There has to be a quicker switch in midfield, and
but it comes down to balance as well.
Yeah, there's no balance. Obviously, on the right, we lack the balance. But if you're struggling to get it down the right, there's also nothing quick coming off other than Pogba. That Wolves game shadowed a bit of PSG for me. The way they compacted that midfield, and obviously because PSG play the back three, and what I was worried about, Paris going into that game at home, I was confident. I was like, you know what, we've been doing well. You can beat Paris in certain ways. We've seen Liverpool do it. But once I seen Dani Alves, Marquinhos, and I think, I forgot who else, Kea, all on one side, and I said, they're going to have us there. And it was similar to that tonight. You know, you look at Ndonka coming out to the right and shutting it down. Mm. And that's the shape. Bolly was able then, because we were lacking on the right, to step out with the ball.
Yeah.
We gave them the game. Because of that, and because we're too slow to switch the ball in midfield, because of Matic,
they went asymmetrical.
It was easy.
They stepped Bolly into midfield because they was dealing with... If you watch game tape of United now, if you're an opposition guy that's looking at United, this has been evident all season. This isn't an Ollie problem. Yeah. This is a personnel problem.
Yeah.
When you look at United, you go, Pogba operates in the left plane. Some of his best games recently is when he's been switched to the right-hand side of the pitch, and then he's looking at angles coming across.
Look at France. He had two or three games for France because he switched between having the left central midfield side, because Matuidi would come in, he'd cover off the left wing and in the middle, so they switched him to the right at times, and he looks really comfortable. And I think if we are struggling on that side, then it might be a good idea to move Pogba to the right. I think the other problem is you've got to look from the back. The way football's played these days, and I don't always like going to this, but you need, for the top sides, you need a defender who's good at covering, who's good on the ball, who understands the game, and someone like Koulibaly, you get him in January, you get him in the summer, it doesn't make a difference. Go out, I don't know if we... For me, whatever manager steps in January, we should have bought a centre-back, a world-class centre-back. So do what Liverpool would have
there's
done.
There's a couple of people here in the comments saying frustrated by Pogba. Yeah, this was a very Jose Mourinho Pogba performance. Now, the title of the video is Has Solskjaer Been Found Out? I don't think Solskjaer's been found out. But I don't completely abscond him from blaming this. The personnel have been found out, but you've got to recognise what you're playing with.
Yeah.
And you've got to look at the way Pogba is able to be clipped out of games, the way United overload that left-hand side, and we don't even overload that left-hand side to attack it. It just seems like we go down there as like a tick because we haven't got these this balance on the right-hand side. I think if you... I think what I could say that I think Ollie needs to sort out, Ollie and the lads need to sort out is... This was evident in the Paris game. So now, is it a problem? I don't know if it's a problem, but I do think it's something that they've got to look at and maybe find a solution to. If Pogba comes out of the game, and in a game where we've got 60, 70% of possession, is there a requirement for Herrera and Matic?
No.
And if there isn't, is that when you need to... I don't think Wan-Mata is an impact player, but is that where you go, right, can, and we have seen it, can Mata play centrally alongside Paul Pogba as a number 8 to offer balance on the right hand side? Now, not as a right winger,
that happened too late,
as a central player, so someone else can go on that right hand side even if it's Andreas Pereira.
Why can't we have Jesse and Mata on the pitch together? Because I remember there was a couple of games
fickle. Like, I'm asking a question. If you don't understand the difference between questions and statements, then get the fuck off the internet, you fucking child. Right, there's a difference between a question and a statement. I'm seeing a lot of people saying and tweeting things mega overreactionary. I'm asking a question. My question was, has he been found out? My answer to it is, I don't think so, but there are issues that I've seen a couple of times now. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you guys let us know in the comments, do you think Solskjaer's been found out? Because I think there'll probably be quite a mixed reaction in that one. I think there's still a lot of issues in this team, and they've been an issue for the longest time in terms of balance, in terms of the fucking, are these players good enough? Like, all of that sort of stuff. But for me, I think that's what I'm saying. Mata offers nothing defensively. We had 70 or almost 70, mind your language, fuck you. Listen to me, don't fucking tell me what to do. When we've got nearly 70% possession, I want to see someone that's going to unlock the defence. Someone that's going to provide that final ball. Because, you know, I said, Jesse Lingard, I thought he had an off night tonight. I thought he was very quiet for Jesse's standards. I thought Marcus maybe didn't have the confidence that the ball was going to get to him, and he came out, and therefore, in fact, let's have a look at the shots, because I thought the shots was very telling. Now, you generally don't fucking score from outside the box. Now, the one that's coloured in red is the one that was on target. It was the one that he hit. It was quite easy for the keeper. That's not enough for the first half. Then in the second half, you can see quite a handful of shots there from outside the box. Not going to trouble anyone. Then you've got Marcus's that he scored, and then Scott McTominay's right at the death there. It just wasn't going anyway. So those aren't acceptable amounts of shots. Like, if you look at what City do, they've got an entire system which revolves around passing it into the 6-yard box. And because of that, they're scoring tap-ins. I don't get mad at people who score tap-ins. I don't give a fuck. If your system's set up for it, then sweet, fair play to you. Like, people are trying to besmirch Raheem Sterling because he scores tap-ins. I don't really give a toss. The system is set up for them to do that. And I wish we actually played a bit more like that rather than trying to fucking bang him in. Like... I'm sorry. It was one of those.
There needs to be a bit of struggle. What do you think of maybe doing what Southgate did in the World Cup with Jesse? Because I thought that was brilliant. You know, having him more of an 8 at times. I'm not saying that every situation, but we could have made use of that. And I think that's where there's a problem with personnel. Like Smalling, like I said, you can have someone who can bring the ball back. Then they start off the attack. You look at Bolly for them.
Yeah.
It's stuff in midfield. We're too slow. But we should have reacted better, where personally I would have gone Pogba, Jesse in midfield, either keep Matic or Herrera in there with them, probably Matic, because Jesse's going to give you that bite that Herrera gets, you know, quicker, and Matic's just going to secure that defence. personally, I would have done that, or have Mata again in the middle, in midfield. So I would have personally just gone Matic, you know, Pogba, Jesse in midfield when we wanted to chase the game down. I thought,
but I've got to admit, I was happy with the starting 11.
Yeah. Because no, I'm saying reacting to it not going well. It's normal for you to
see. I expected to see it go a certain way, and actually, in the first 20 minutes of the game, it was a press off almost, wasn't it? They was pressing us, we was pressing them. It looked like we was getting on top of it, and you know, I think if we'd have got something, then it might have been a whole different game. But as the game started to progress, and it certainly as it fell into half time, I do think that there could have been a change made earlier in sort of personnel. Difficult to make a change. Mentality probably a little bit easier to make that change. Bad night at the office. Wolves are a tricky side. I hope they go on and win the thing now. I guess it's one of those, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to go over to the Discord and see what all the lads in Patreon are saying. Before I do, though, if you hit the link in the description, loads of yous have now got your Ollie's at the Wheel t-shirts. There is still a couple left in a couple of different colours. I think the red may have sold out. I think that might be the last run that I do of them. I think if you sell a certain number, I can just let it run forever, I think. But I don't think we're going to get to that certain number. Either way, if you want to get in the mixer, they are in the description. If you want to go and get some of those. Righty then, I think we've got quite a lot of questions. Let's see what everybody's saying. Ryan says, not criticising Ollie, but as he ran this team into the ground, we've gone from defensive slow football under Jose to high pressure under Ollie. Be interesting to see the difference covered has decreased in the last five games. That's a very interesting thing to look into. Can you remind me of that, Ryan, on Monday, and I'll try and find that out and see if we can find the data. It's a bit shit on the FA Cup ones to get that, so it might just have to be the Premier League games, but I think that's worthy of looking at. Why couldn't we create many chances, says Blake? I think this is what I was trying to explain before, and I don't quite know how to explain how it is. Ollie wants to play a fast counter-attacking system. When someone gives you the ball and then sits back, they deny the space in behind themselves, they deny the space in between the midfield, and they go, fucking deal with that, dickhead.
They let you have the ball in the right areas. I said that when we spoke earlier, and I think that's what Wolves did really well, and we've got to watch out for that, because Barca could do the same to us.
Do I feel like Ollie takes too long to make subs?
It's not been. No, I think usually he's actually got them quite
I think
spot
he's changed
on.
Things up in games.
I think today, I can agree. I think today I thought there was maybe not.
I mean, what time did their goal go in? It was pretty late when they scored. I don't feel like it was
towards end of 60th, 70th, and the game pretty close.
70th minute and then 76th.
Yeah, I felt like that. But the thing is, even before that goal, I felt there was
right away after that goal. To be fair,
I felt that there was a change to be made even before they scored the first, because it wasn't working out, and we didn't have to react from conceding.
Pogba not captain material, not on this performance. Might be a bit reactionary. He wasn't great tonight, and so I was quite anonymous. Again, is that him marked out of the game? Is there anything you can do about that? When Ronaldo used to get marked out of the game, because I'll be honest with you, it happened a lot when Ronaldo was here. We had a Rooney to step up, or a Scholes to step up, and that I think is the difference. When you take Pogba out of the game, there's nobody else on that level, and then we struggle. Do you think we missed Lukaku today, says Will? We had no space in behind the team and reluctant to cross.
I think we did.
I'm not sure we did, because we're not across inside no more.
Yeah, I agree.
And where's he finding space, there was
times where Delo picked the ball up and we're not making the right runs in the box. It's only Marcus. I think that's why Scott McTominay coming as the front two with Marcus in the end, because Scott McTominay was essentially a striker in the end. There was no one to aim for.
Ahmed says, I don't understand what Ollie was trying to do, do you? Now, this is the bang the average positions up for us, please, again, Cam. I think this is a bit of an interesting one, because when you play the 4-4-2 diamond, I mean, actually, there's an argument to be made that that looks like a 4-2-2, but it's just twisted. I don't know. I think one of the issues there would have been the position of Marshall. I think Marshall needed to be more central. Yep. That would have pushed Marcus a little bit more over to the right, and I think you might have seen a little bit more out of him there.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know if I'm preempting stuff that might not have happened there. Felt Marcus needed a rest. Why won't Ollie tell him to sit down? Right, here's the problem, though. Who comes in?
Yeah, we had no.
With Ron being injured today for the game, maybe he would have had to sit on the bench. But
Mason would have come
But he's
so good, Mason.
And you can't promote any of the lads from the under-19s because you can't reward them for being
anyone.
Shit, yeah. Right, there's no need to overreact as Ollie is taking that in the right directions, but we should hold off to the end of the season to announce Ollie. I don't think so, no. I don't see any reasons to announce it at the end of the season. I think you do it now, and I think you do it now out of professional courtesy to Mulder, who've been good enough to let you fucking take the manager away from him. In your opinion, how could Ollie have tactically changed it? You're struggling because of who you've got on. I would have took off Matic or Ander way earlier, probably for Mata.
Yeah, I agree.
And tried to go give a bit more balance over that right hand side. Mm-hmm. Made an actual change to only just a whisper in the ear of Tony, get in the fucking middle, stop being on the touchline and get in the middle.
I think one thing that worked at times under Jose was actually having Mata and Jesse together. A lot of people didn't notice that the off ball movement of Jesse and Mata on the ball, finding the passes.
Where was the intensity, says Kevin? Again, the intensity can come with when you're playing on the counter.
They allowed us, or not exactly, but because they allowed us on the ball, we couldn't.
Your intensity can come from the fact that you can smash the transitions into the final.
Against Arsenal, you could have said that a bit more. Where's the intensity? Because we were too slow at times in midfield, but with today they just let us have the ball. And what can you do?
It seems as though when we're this is from Sean, when we're forced to play our youth, we had a lot more intensity on the pitch. I think the injuries affected the players. I definitely think the injuries have affected. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should stick with a more of a mix of youth and experience in midfield, and I think that's what we lack the most. Again, I agreed with the 11 at the start of the game. I definitely agreed with the 11 at the start of the game. Yes, Jesse bringing back Herrera, in theory they bring intensity, but in reality they didn't bring intensity. Clemens said, trying to take away some positives tonight. What positives do I take away? I've not really thought about it, to be honest. We have less games, probably a positive. Wolves have a better chance of beating City than us. Don't know about that. We have our injured players back. Holes in the squad brutally exposed. Ollie will learn from it, we hope. Victor not suspended for Watford. I've never seen that before. VAR turning on
red card. In Italy, I think.
Did it?
That was really good to have that.
Donald says, I hope Ollie gets the job, but he's going to have to improve a few things, leave subs too late. See, I'm not buying the subs too late thing. I'm really not, necessarily.
Yeah.
Why was Lingard especially starting?
Maybe today.
Why wasn't it? I don't understand that one. God, seen some people saying we looked tired, but we had 6 days off. Was it more of the fact we played too many players coming back from injuries? Maybe.
Match fitness.
There's also a lot of games coming up, so I don't know how much people are in their own head with that. Tino says, a poor performance has cost us a chance of silverware. However, I've seen that many times under Sir Alex. I still believe Ollie's steering us in the right direction. Agree or disagree? Agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Are you concerned how we haven't really managed to break a team down and play through them? I mean, we have. I mean,
not enough. It is definitely
we have, but like there's issues that are there that have been there for the whole season. Not be said. There's a lot more on the players than the manager. People don't really believe that. Ansi's Red says, positive momentum and great results have been a pleasant distraction. However, if we want to be the fastest, most aggressive team in the Prem, we will need the squad in place to do so. The team look physically and mentally drained. Again, yeah, you're looking at, like, what's your usual most intense players? Marcus, he's injured. Jesse, just come back from injury. Ander Herrera, just come back from injury.
Marcus is going to England. Well, God.
Marcus is being assessed tomorrow, so he might not go. We will see.
So
fingers
for
crossed.
For our sake and his sake, fingers he crossed. Genuinely so, needs a rest.
Yeah. Surely only got the line once and we scored from it. I don't know what you mean. Why didn't Fred keep his place? And you see that? I could empathise with Fred. I thought he probably was worth it. Which part of the team needs most investment? Right back, then centre half.
100%.
Jabir, do you feel the number of players making their way back from layoffs impeded our performance? See, it might have done, but I also agree with it. They've got to get back. Get them back and get them match
fit. I think
fit.
It's the fact that so many of them play.
No matter how much you bring them back, you'd be like, oh, he didn't. If you'd have brought them back later, they'd been like, they didn't have enough time for the Barcelona
then
game.
Then international break's going to ruin stuff, isn't it?
You're damned if
it's
you
hard.
Do.
Or maybe you might have kept someone like Fred in the team, maybe. But, yeah.
It's hard.
Would we have performed better in a 4-4-2 diamond? I think that's what we was trying to play, to be honest. I just don't think Marshall got the message. Is Ruben Neves mint? Ruben Neves is mint. Think we're fucked against Barca with Smalling and Young defending Messi.
Don't! Jesus!
Oh my God.
So it's only about 2 weeks away.
Might
Do you think Pogba was too deep and taking too many touches? Yes. Yeah, he didn't get into the box. Pogba getting into the box has been one of the mega highlights of Solskjaer's reign. And when teams stop him doing that, we've got to find a second route around. Yeah, we've got
That's
to find
where Mata comes into it, man. Need him in midfield.
Kate Town says, I was dreading an international break, but now think it's come at the right time for United players to rest and the coaching staff to regroup and get things right. Yes, let's try to take that positive out. Would Chong on Mason on the bench made a difference? See,
possibly.
Chong was shit midweek, and if Mason's ill, then no. That's an issue. Do I think a more creative midfielder going forward? It's too easy to close us down. Yes, I mean, yeah, that's been the basis of all tonight's performance, isn't it? Right, I'm going to wrap up there. A lot of questions saying pretty much the same sort of thing. But thank you guys for all of your questions. Go check out Abdul, give the guy a follow. I think we've got a podcast coming Monday with, well, fuck it, it's TBC. I'll tell you when I tell you. Thank you guys for joining us. There's a couple of funky little videos for you to go and check out on the channel last week. We've got the curse of the number 7 and Jadon Sancho, £100 million man. Could that guy be the answer to what's going on the right wing? I'll leave it up for you guys to decide. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.